Welcome back to First Edition, the second hour of the NWA Sports Report. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at First Edition 88.9, and don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook at First Edition on WEAA 88.9 FM. Go to WEAA.org on our homepage for the latest podcast of First Edition, or subscribe to our iTunes podcast, First Edition. Also, hit me up on my personal Twitter account. The tag is at Sean Yoes. That is my name, S-E-A-N-Y-O-E-S. Or go to my Facebook page. If you have information, insight, or breaking news you want to share with me, I'll share it with the people unless you don't want me to. I swear I thought I just heard somebody slurping from a straw. Perry, was that you?
Come on, yo.
Don't
be insinuating this. I'm at work, man.
Oh, okay. All right. I just didn't know.
Careers, okay?
All right.
We got to have two of them these days. You know that.
Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah,
I do know that.
You've been doing two things.
Yes,
okay?
That's true. That's true, Perry. I just didn't know. I heard a straw slur, and I was like, well, you know, it's that time of day for Perry.
What is that supposed to mean?
Perry's at Applebee's.
Perry, you know.
What is that supposed
Whoa,
to mean?
Perry's at the Applebee's in Bel Air.
Closing it out.
Closing out the tab.
Closing it out.
Hey, look, nothing wrong with Ratchet Bees, okay? I love Ratchet Bees.
Ratchet Bees.
Me too, Perry. Right, hey, $4 Long Island. Can't beat that.
I thought that was at Fridays. That's
It's every day at Applebee's.
Perry Green is the sports editor for the Afro newspaper. El Crawford is here as well.
What's good?
Okay. Cravante on the phone? Maybe it was Cravante who had the straw.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That might have
been Cravante.
What's up?
Oh, there he is.
He closed out his tab, apparently.
Okay. Everything's fine, Cravante. How you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. I'm stuck in traffic, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not with Uncle Perry enough.
Okay. You sound like you're having your own party, but it's okay. That's is Blanc there?
Yes, hey.
Blanc, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Dr. Dre.
What's going on?
Or.
Oh, no. Chief, let it go.
All right.
What's up, Chief?
What's up, Uncle Perry?
See, I look forward to talking to you every Thursday.
For now, Uncle Perry with the love, man. This is who I address, Cravante, hey, man. I thought we were better than that, Cravante. I thought we were brothers, man.
Dre, this is the quiet before the storm, man.
Yeah, it is.
They're gonna get you. They gonna
All
get
right,
me.
Look, this. Let's start off with I'm doing air quotes here. Mega fight. Conor McGregor versus Floyd Money Mayweather. My God, my God. What are we doing here? August 26th, the debacle begins. The fiasco. Floyd, what is he doing?
I mean,
fighting Ian McGregor.
Well, let's get one thing straight. Floyd is probably going to win all 12 rounds.
Well, so what are the rules? Is it boxing?
It's a boxing match.
12 rounds.
He's boxing Ian McGregor?
Yes.
He's boxing
Conor McGregor, yes.
Conor McGregor, whatever. Ian McGregor's the actor. Conor McGregor.
A wise man once told me, never trust a man in a fight named Conor.
No, I kind of like that. But this is, why is he fighting him?
Well,
please,
money.
Before you start.
Money. I mean, he's gonna make at least what? I think it was what?
$400 million for Floyd alone.
Yeah. And that's just for the I think it's just for the what? Vegas and the venue. Then you got to tally up the pay-per-views and all that. So he's gonna make a pretty good change. It's gonna be a historic figure.
So he's gonna be closing in on $1 billion to fight Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
That's what the people want, yo.
We are in last days. Listen. Trust me. We are in last days. It's over.
This is one of the fights where you suck at one of your good friends, your best friends, or your coworkers to buy in a fight, and you just go over to the house and freeload and get this fight for free, because I can't see myself talking myself into, paying what? This is probably going to go for what? $80? An $80 fight?
$100?
Yeah, it might be $100.
If he's getting $400 million, they got to get these suckers
$100.
Yeah, I'm
about to say, it's going to be something. It's going to be a cable
look,
bill.
Conor McGregor has a chance. No. It's like a 0.1% chance.
You're sick, dude.
Oh, it's a 0.1% chance.
Not even close.
But it's not close. I said 0.1. I mean, so it's a chance.
It's not even close.
It's boxing. You get every, and one thing about boxing, you always have a puncher's chance, okay? All it takes is one punch. I think Vegas lets us bet on
how many punches Conor McGregor will land. You know, exactly. That might be a
that would be
a nice little come up. I might go two, three.
I could parlay on that.
Or bet about a round because you ain't gonna.
Yeah. Actually, Floyd may knock him out.
But I will tell you this, though. I might put some money on Conor just in case. You got a little $60 on it. Make sure, you know.
You would clear some G's.
Yeah. I mean, well, because of the age difference is why you're saying that? No. Because Conor's 28 and Floyd is 40?
No, what I'm saying is Floyd is probably going to be so heavily favored in this fight that, you know, Vegas numbers are probably going to be outrageous on Conor McGregor winning.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
Let me ask this. Do you all agree with what De La Hoya said? That this is bad for boxing?
No, I don't. This is wrestling.
Floyd. This is wrestling.
This is wrestling right now.
Did anybody remember? See, you're not old enough to remember when Muhammad Ali fought Antonio Inoki. Yeah. Do you know who Antonio Inoki is, Dre?
Martial arts, I've heard the story.
He's a great professional wrestler, but he was a mixed. He was actually a mixed martial artist.
But wasn't the rules in the fight that he could kick? Right?
Yeah, he kicked, and he was so afraid of Ali. He just kept kicking him in his calves.
They said that messed up Ali. They said it was kind of the beginning of the end.
He had blood clots in his legs from that fight, but he was petrified of Ali, and he felt like a fool afterwards because he felt like he could have anyway. So that was kind of maybe the first foray into a boxer versus wrestler mixed martial artist type of thing. But this is a mess. A real fight is happening on Saturday. That's Andre Ward versus Kovalev. Now that's a fight.
That's gonna be a good one.
I don't know
how many people saw the first one, but the first one was, you know, it's kind of controversial. But at the same time, I think that this fight doesn't happen unless Ward, you know, gets the victory in the first fight or a tie. But it makes more money when it's Ward first, you know. Yeah.
It was a tight fight. I'm an Andre Ward fan, so I'm gonna ride it that he won, but it was a really tight fight, and I'm a little bit fearful for him this time around because Kovalev is a beast, and he's gonna be super mad and wanting revenge. And Andre, I mean, he caught some heat in that fight.
Yeah, he did.
He took some punishment.
Guys, yes. Are we going to completely gloss over the fact at how fast this deal got done?
Which deal?
The August 26th.
Are you talking about the Floyd?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, $400 million. What's not to love?
Isn't it a little weird that this one got done so fast?
As opposed to Manny Pacquiao that took 7 years to do.
Pacquiao was ducking Floyd anyway.
He was not ducking. He said he would take the test, and then Floyd started ducking.
What are you talking about?
Floyd wasn't ducking. I mean, anytime you're 49-0, the best ever to do it.
He was ducking.
You know. Do you know Floyd has checks that he hasn't even cashed yet?
Do I care?
Yeah. I'm saying it's not. That's not. That wasn't the issue.
Do you send him a check every month?
Who do I need to send Floyd a
like
check?
Joel Osteen.
Yeah,
pays his tithes.
Yeah,
you send him a check. No, what do I need?
He gets taken out of his bank account.
When you're on the money team, what do you need to send him a check?
So you're on the money team now.
Monterey member.
He gets his membership taken out of his check.
His
membership gets taken out of check. What is it? Once a month.
That's why you always broke.
$49.99. No, he got the deluxe pack. It's like $72.99.
$72.99. He gets a little crown, a little plastic crown.
Gets a Mayweather boxing glove.
A little fake bottle of something. Cristal.
I mean, but it sounds like hate that y'all have for the best boxer of all time.
Stop it.
People can call me to debate this, but Floyd Money Mayweather is the best. You're right. It's nothing to debate because Floyd Money Mayweather is the best boxer of all time. He couldn't have beat Sugar Ray. He would have beat Sugar Ray.
He
could have beat Mike Tyson. He could have beat Muhammad Ali. It didn't matter who it was.
I don't think he could beat Roberto Duran. I don't think he could.
He can beat Triple G right now.
Come on, why you be disrespectful, yo?
Okay.
Now, why are we talking about?
Roberto Duran was a little mean. That
Perry,
was a little...
Perry, could he have beaten Ray Leonard?
Yeah, because I think he's the greatest defensive boxer I've ever seen.
You think he would beat Ray Leonard, Perry?
Defense wins championships. I've never seen Is he the greatest defensive boxer of all time?
The cats that I speak to say it was Pernell Sweet Pea.
Pernell Sweet Pea was a great. He's probably number two.
Okay,
but come on, man. What did he do that's better than?
These are cats that
want to get a man his crap.
Thank you. There's a reason they call him Pretty Boy Floyd.
You've heard me. I'm not even going to touch that.
I'm about to say
I'm not touching that.
And this fight didn't happen so fast. Conor McGregor.
You told me people call you Pretty Boy. That's what you told me. You told me that about yourself.
I'm a Kappa as well. Yes. Wow. Like, that's what we do.
This is what I say right here. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yo.
You're the greatest self-promoter since Floyd Mayweather, Dre. Did you know that? You're the greatest self-promoter that I know, except for Floyd Mayweather.
I mean, Sean, you said people don't walk with Dre. You said they walk amongst Dre. These are your words.
I said it so he would repeat it, and he did. He did it.
No, I think Sean firmly believes it, though. Sean firmly believes it.
He did
it. Sean started the Chief. I just want to keep giving him material. To it.
All right. Okay. Let's move on.
Thank you.
Jeremy Maclin to the Baltimore Ravens.
Great pickup.
It was a great pickup.
Great pickup. Good pickup. Too bad they still going 8-8, though.
Still going 8-8.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You sound like a hater, Dre.
No, I'm not a hater. I'm just a realist. Like, come on. When you're in the same division as the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who only have gotten better come on, man. Yes, the Cincinnati Bengals are still, at this point, still better than the Baltimore Ravens.
You're supposed to scare somebody?
Perry, what do you think about the Maclin pickup?
Two words, yo. Super Bowl.
Oh, my
God. Lord, I'm out.
You sound like Diamond Lou, yo. You sound like Lou Hudnell.
Look at all of the offseason moves they made.
Okay.
That's the first move they made for the offense. I mean, they've been stocking up on defense, right? So it seems like we're about to get back to the stingy, nasty, ugly, smash mouth football that the Ravens love to play. And you got a lot of speed out there for Joe Flacco. And there's one thing. What's the guy? Help me out, Crawfo. Offensive coordinator's name. Marty Mornowitz. Well familiar with him, okay? And he spent 6 years out in the Eagles as their offensive coordinator. And one thing I remember while he was out there is McNabb could let it fly in that offense. I mean, he had speed, man. And that's one thing that's what's Flacco's strength as a quarterback? You can throw the football down.
Perry, let's
now you got speed everywhere.
Perry,
everywhere.
Perry. Let me just warn you about Jeremy Maclin. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's a phenomenal player. But he's just a little bit soft. I mean, you hit him one good time. Don't worry, you're going to see a couple times. It's going to be a simple hit, and he's going to lay down on the ground like he got killed. And you're going to have to drag him off the field. And then you're going to be like, you're going to think like, oh, did he tear his ACL or something? This is
going to get shot.
Yeah, to get shot. It's going to be like a sprain. He's going to trot back out there. It's going to be a couple of times you're going to say, all right, this is getting old, Maclin.
He's a number three receiver. I mean,
he'll be the number two.
He's number three.
Who's going to be
number three receiver than Jeremy Maclin?
Who's going to be number two, Perry?
I wonder who's ahead of Jeremy Maclin.
Mike Wallace is number two. Rashad Perriman has been taking all of the number one.
You're tripping.
Rashad Perriman is not going to be the Ravens' number one receiver.
He's been taking all of the number one reps.
But this is not training camp yet.
OTAs and training camp.
No,
it's been OTAs.
OTAs? Are you serious?
Yeah, well, we take OTA seriously here in Baltimore, okay?
There's something the Ravens take seriously. They care about those, right?
Seriously, all right? I got
of all things to care about.
Cream, man.
Okay, I'm making sure.
So far,
OTAs are serious, and Cam Newton is not even throwing a pass yet. Come on, nobody taking OTA serious, man.
Before Maclin got there, Perriman and Mike Wallace look like a great 1-2 punch, man. I mean, they so far in OTAs, they against a very good secondary, mind you. I mean, they just look at that secondary now. I mean, it's loaded. We got sweet. Tavon Young, Oxon Hill, Maryland product. He went down the injury. You can't even tell, honestly, man, because they got
it's night and day from last season to this season when it comes to the depth of that secondary. And that's in not only the secondary but the pass rush. And that's, I got to give Ozzie Newsome credit for that. I mean, because everybody wanted the Ravens to draft offenses, and he didn't. I mean, would he pick one or two players for the offense? He didn't draft a receiver for the first time in the Ravens, in the history of the team. I mean, it was, I think he picked, what, five or six out of the picks were all defense, pass rushers, and defensive backs. I love it, man. I think they're going to be back nasty. Smash mouth football.
I'll tell you one thing.
Is the Raiders on the schedule this year?
Yes, they are.
We are.
We on the schedule?
We got y'all in Oakland,
Daddy. What day is that, yo? Tell me what day. I'm ready.
Oh, I'm ready, too. We're in Oakland with it.
Perry, if Perryman's your number one receiver, you guys are in trouble. Thank you. I'll tell you that.
I'm telling you, man, this dude is going to break out. Barring injury, this dude is the real deal.
Man, he's a drop artist.
He gets hurt, then that's a whole other story.
He's the master of drops.
He stays healthy, man. The dude, it's the reason why they picked him in the first round.
Hey.
I'm telling you, man. He's the real
Uncle Perry,
you're going to find out.
I do.
Real face.
I do agree with you with one thing. Ozzie Newsome is trying to get back to the Ravens' way and the Ravens' way of playing it, which is going out the defense. But it's just wait and see, man. There's nobody that I believe y'all picked up that can – that's going to be like, yeah, this is going to help us get back to where we were. I don't see anybody.
Mm. Tony Jefferson, he was the number one safety available on the market. Okay, then they went and picked up probably the most durable cornerback in the last half a decade. And that's when do you give Brandon Carr? And that's the
Brandon
problem with the
used car.
Oh, my God. They got him for the Cowboys?
No, you let me tell you who he reminds me of.
Oh, my God.
He reminds me of
a bum.
Who's the guy that Philadelphia picked up? Kerry.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, Kerry was – no. Hey, he helped us.
Somebody close this man's tab, please. Because clearly it's dark liquor right now talking, man.
But he helped the Ravens win the Super Bowl. One thing, he didn't miss games, and he didn't give up big plays. Now, what he did in Philadelphia, I don't know what y'all problem is with cornerbacks, because y'all always take Pro Bowl cornerbacks, elite cornerbacks.
Kerry is elite cornerback, Perry?
Elite?
No,
well,
he wasn't elite. But what about Nnamdi?
Nnamdi in the Eagles or Nnamdi with the Raiders?
Nnamdi duped us. He duped us. He took the money and ran.
Nnamdi was elite all the way up until he went to Philadelphia.
Oh, that's true.
I got to blame y'all. He fell off in Oakland.
It was fast. Okay, he was eating lunch in his car. He had a little acting gigs he was going to in the middle of the week. He just didn't put the time.
What about Maxwell? He won the Super Bowl as a
quarterback. He was a system guy.
I don't understand it with Philadelphia.
Maxwell wasn't a Pro Bowler either, Perry. We overpaid him.
Let me take a quick phone call. Let me go to Mark in Baltimore. Mark, you're on the NWA. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mr. Yost.
What's
how you
up,
doing?
Man? I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
Yeah, where Romos and Dre,
no,
all
Romos
them
ain't there. Dre's there. El Crawford.
Oh, okay. Where Uncle Perry at?
Yeah, he's still on the phone.
Baby. How much you lose the other night?
I
know you lost some money the other night. I know you did.
No, man. I didn't put no money on LeBron James. Never again.
I heard that. I was trying to look for you. I couldn't find you. It's okay. But listen, I really believe that Golden State got a juggernaut. They probably can repeat. Yeah. And I'm just waiting for football. I can't wait for the Oakland Raiders.
That's right, brother.
So we're going to see you soon, Uncle Pug. All right, let's go.
All right, Mark. Speaking of the Raiders versus the Ravens, Perry, what do you think Beast Mode is going to do against y'all in Oakland? Mm-hmm. Perry? Whoa, Perry just spacecraft takeover.
Yeah.
I don't know what just happened.
I think it's going to be a good game. I think so. I think Beast Mode changed the dynamic of your team.
Absolutely.
You know, now, I think you have the ability to run the ball at least 25 times a game. Mm.
Right, and we still have our two change of pace backs, two young guys.
And then they say early reports for Amari Cooper is he's more aggressive, and he's
bigger.
Yeah, they're saying he's looking flat out in the OTAs. But I mean, it's just OTAs. But I think, I told you when you drafted him, he got elite traits.
You
tell me, and
you make it always abundantly clear
that
you told me.
I got to make it clear because, people forget what I'm right.
I cannot forget.
They always remember
it's
when
impossible,
I'm wrong.
It's impossible to forget when you're right, Brandon, because you're always there to remind us.
Because you were sold on. What was the other wide receiver at this time?
From West Virginia. West Virginia? Kevin something.
He went to Chicago. Kevin White. I remember his name, but I told you, don't
Kevin White. Because he's a big kid. Yeah. He was a big kid. But no, Amari has been the truth. A lot of drops last year, though.
Man, it's fine.
Too many. But still,
when he's on, he's on.
No, when he's on, he's one of the best in the league. Easy. No doubt about that. All right. Look, let's I don't even want to do this yet. I'm going to wait until after the break. I'll ask the question now. Man, is Bryce Harper worth $400 million?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Maybe more.
Absolutely.
No way.
Absolutely. Yes. We will get
into it after the break. We've got El Crawfo. We got Dr. Dre. We got Uncle Perry. We got Blanc and Cravante. All the NWA Sports Report. All the usual suspects lined up. We're going to talk about Bryce Harper, whether or not he is worth $400 million. No. And we will talk. We will finally shut down the NBA season. We are going to bury it once and for all. We're going to talk about LeBron's legacy. We're going to talk about the Golden State Warriors dynasty. We're going to talk about Stephen A. Smith dogging Kevin Durant. Will Lonzo Ball be a Laker? We got a lot to get to in the second half of the NWA. It's all coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the NWA Sports Report on First Edition. We got all the usual suspects lined up. I don't know what I almost said. El Crawfo is here.
That's good.
Uncle Perry is on the phone. I believe we got him back.
What's up, yo?
Hey. Cravante is on the phone.
What it do?
Blanc is on the phone.
Hello.
And Dr. Dre, a.k.a. you all fill in the blank, is in
who?
The studio.
Who?
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who?
Who? Doctor Who?
Mike Jones.
All right. Is Bryce Harper worth, I guess I'm alone here.
This would be
is
quick.
Bryce Harper worth really $400 million?
This is easy, yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not even close. Not even close. $400 million is not even close. So you should just give him $800 million then.
Yes.
No. I mean,
yes.
Throw the bag at him.
You got to throw the bag at him.
I told you.
He's the best in the league since he's been here.
You got to walk a blank check across the table and just say, put that number.
He's the best in the league. He's the best ball player. Are you? Wait a minute. You all are saying that Bryce Harper is the best baseball player in the major leagues?
Yes. In the NL.
No. Hell no.
But you're projecting the future. You're not paying him for what he did. You got to pay him for what he's going to give you. It's the same question. Is Manny Machado worth $300-$350 million?
He's worth that.
He's worth it, right?
There's no doubt in my mind.
He's not the best player in baseball right now.
Well, I mean.
Now, Sean.
Hey, man, Manny is the best third baseman since Brooks.
But that's different. That's a different question, though.
Right.
You know?
Best third baseman. I'll give him that. He's pretty good.
He's going to be a 35 home run guy on a steady basis. He's got to get his bat going, but he's going to be a 300 hitter. He's going to knock in 100 some odd runs. Hey, that's $350 million worth right there, I think.
Well, look, I think Bryce Harper's on his way to being the face of the baseball. And I think when somebody's on their way to be the face of baseball, you give them the money. Because if the Nationals don't pay him that money, the Yankees will.
I don't want that.
Oh no, he's coming to the Yankees anyway. But between Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, these are guys who are really helping.
Mike Trout is kind of a good player, and the newcomer Aaron Judge.
These are guys who are helping baseball, like, bring that name back. You know, I mean, baseball has been kind of down for for a while, and as far as like, you know, popularity between the NBA and the NFL, but now we're really talking about baseball again.
Can Bryce stay healthy guys, though? Isn't he kind of he's had
no,
some
issues. Last year was pretty healthy.
I
mean, he's had issues. They contribute to his down season last year. They said a lot of injuries that were not put out there on the
but
media.
Knick-knack stuff, but
I think the Cubs and people finally pitching away from him, you know, kind of rattled him a little bit. You know, last year. Now, as you see this year, he's more patient. You know, he's a patient ball player this year, and you see he reaps the benefit. And then not only that, but the resurgence of Ryan Zimmerman, you know, kind of protects him. So
I'm going to tell you what Bryce – I will say this about Bryce. And I'm not a Nationals fan. Mm-hmm. But Bryce reminds me – his play kind of reminds me of a young Pete Rose. Mm. And Pete Rose is literally my favorite non-Oriole of all time. I mean,
cool.
There was –
who also got denied again by the
well, which is insane. Which is insane. It's just purely hypocritical, yeah. and just they're just being you know what's right now,
being jerks, yeah,
about it. You know, so there's that. All right, so I'm the lone wolf on this.
Yeah.
So, hey, whatever. All right, let's get into it.
Wow.
So, let's start with this. Is LeBron's legacy tarnished now that he is 3-5 in the NBA finals?
No.
I wouldn't say tarnished. I wouldn't say tarnished.
I wouldn't.
Here's why.
Well, hold on. Go ahead, Blanc.
I wouldn't say tarnished, but he can't be in a conversation for GOAT.
Are you
I feel
crazy?
Like we can all agree upon that.
Well, I don't think
still
we all
still got 8 years left.
Well,
GOAT?
I mean.
Your record is 3-5 in the finals, and he's GOAT? No. I feel like that ended it right there. His record was already tarnished. So I don't think this finally tarnished. I don't think it's tarnished.
There we go.
I mean, that's the thing, though. It's not a knock against him, yo. Seriously, yo. It doesn't matter what greatness that LeBron James does. Yeah, you want to add that to your resume, but you don't take away the stain that you left already in 2011. You don't take away the stain that you even left in 2007. Look, I say this. I don't fault LeBron for losing for team losses,
right,
for team wins. I fought him for how he played in that loss. And how he played in 2011 will never go away. It's always going to be on your record. It's like if you get a DUI. It's always going to be on your record.
Oh, God. Of all things.
Don't you get those expunged, man?
No.
You can. You can.
I thought you could get.
You can get a DUI taken off. What are you saying?
Oh, God.
Judge Perry. Judge Green. Judge Green will never take those off.
Jordan's record is clean.
Yeah, I mean,
perfect.
I don't know how clean Jordan's record is when you don't take off the first round exits, you know, that nobody talks about.
No.
I mean, you know.
Or the fact when Jordan took on the Pistons, the Lakers, and the Celtics kind of on the back end.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, don't get me wrong. You don't do that. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, don't get me wrong. LeBron in 2011 was definitely a huge blemish on his record. That would be probably the number one argument people get for the GOAT, saying that he's not, you know, 2011. But I don't think you punish somebody for making the finals. You know, I mean, I've never seen anybody get punished for making a championship game. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Jordan argument of six rings. The dude played 19 years. You know, and he only made it, you know, six times.
No, he didn't play 19 years.
I mean, how many years did Jordan
play? Chicago and the Wizards.
Wizards.
No, you don't count the Wizards.
Oh,
come on.
Did he?
He was 40. How old was he, yo? And he was the vice president.
Did he play the game?
He was 40.
Did he play the game?
Did he play yes or no? These are questions that are straight up because these are the same type of things you would ask about LeBron James.
So, when all of Jordan's end of the year, like all his total, you know, points per game and points, you know, total, you don't subtract those Jordan years with the Wizards off his resume. No, you add the points up. So
yo,
I mean,
you don't add that, man.
Yes, you do.
Vice president of basketball operations. His job was on the line. If he was forced to go play basketball.
He's forced to go play. If you're the vice president of basketball operations, that does not entail, oh, I need to put back on my Jordans and go onto the court one more time. No, it doesn't.
The question is, I'm telling you, A. Poland forced him to play basketball. He didn't want to play. He wanted to be the owner of the Wizards. A. Poland bamboozled him
Pick him to go back out there and lace up again at tender age of 38, 39 years old.
Mike, we need you to go back out there.
He was still him after he retired.
Didn't give that,
he wanted to take over his own, the ownership of the team. Hey, Paul, man, you think I'm going to sell my team to a black man?
No,
he had to go buy his team from another black man. He had to buy the Charlotte franchise from Bob Johnson. Wasn't no white owner going to sell it to him. So I don't count those Wizards years against him. It's a shame that we got young brothers on here on live radio. Counting those years against George Smith.
Oh, Lord.
Man, no,
Perry just called
that.
Young brothers out.
So, but Perry.
Come on, Perry. His legacy isn't tarnished. It took another hit because that's another L. But
no.
It's not tarnished because at the end of the day, he's still going to be probably the second best player to ever play.
Probably. Did you hear what Steve Kerr said?
That's all I was saying.
Steve Kerr said there's only two people up top, Jordan and LeBron. That's Steve Kerr.
He's not the GOAT.
So we take it with Steve Kerr?
No, but what you guys got to understand, it's not like LeBron James is 45 and about to go retire. He still has about 5 or 6 more years to play. And I think the fact that Kevin Durant is on Golden State and a, you know, quote-unquote super team, you know, give or take if that's what you want to count it, I think that actually helps him that Kevin Durant's on Golden State because, let's be real, I know we all saw this past playoffs. Golden State is no joke.
Well, let's talk about Golden State. Is Golden State – are the Golden State Warriors a dynasty in the making?
Yes.
Is it real?
Yeah, man.
They're all their prime players or their superstars are 20 what? Nobody's over age of 28?
28. 28, yeah.
So, you know, they're entering their prime, you know. And I think Kevin Durant said that he'll take less money for Steph Curry to stay.
Steph can get the
money. So, I mean, I think the only thing that can really ruin this team is ego.
Or Klay Thompson.
But even if Klay Thompson leaves, they can probably plug somebody in.
And that's not till what, next year?
That's till next year.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can trade him off and get somebody, a nice piece.
And it's going to take $1.4 billion, I think, to keep this team over 4 years. I'm like, man,
you're going
to
make more than that. You're going to make more of that on their championship runs.
That's a great price to play. If this team is going to continue on the way it's going, that's a fine price to play.
You might as well pay the luxury tax.
I'm going to tell you why I'm most proud of the Golden State Warriors. They decided unanimously as a team they will not go to the White House.
Yeah.
They're not going. Forget about it.
That's definitely a great thing, even though the Pittsburgh Penguins on the NHL said they will be going.
Well, you know they're going.
Yeah.
Lord.
It's already booked.
I'm surprised there.
Yeah.
They're flying first class.
Yeah, they'll be
Trump
there.
Air.
They said they'll be there.
Trump airplane. Trump Air.
Where's Trump Airlines come from?
Oh, man. All right. We brought up Kevin Durant as well. Stephen A. Smith still maintains that Kevin Durant joining the Warriors was the weakest move ever by a superstar.
And I second that.
I agree, Phil.
He joined a team that he was up 3-1 on in the Western Conference Finals, and then July 4th he joins them so that way he can win a championship.
He rode their wave. You don't do that. I mean, they said that Draymond Green and the Warriors were recruiting him while they were playing in the series, and then they said that Draymond reached out to him Game 7 in the parking lot after he lost.
They said in the parking lot. I don't believe that.
So of course Kevin Durant says that's not true, but Draymond Green.
No, but Draymond and Green and him are legit good friends. So that doesn't surprise me.
Because they're
practically begging the man to come join him because they need him.
But Perry.
And y'all blaming him.
Like, but Perry. But Kevin Durant is taking the ultimate. If you can't beat him, join him. You know what I mean?
No, it's not, man.
Hold on. One at a time. Go, Perry.
You have him more invested in being OKC than he did. He only lost one time. It's not like the Lakers versus Celtics of the 80s, okay? They wasn't beating each other every year. They
but Perry.
Each other one time in the playoffs.
But Perry, how do you think those rivalries got started?
No,
it didn't get. I mean, the reason why Golden State and OKC is not a rivalry because after 1 year, Kevin Durant joined them.
Because we got a better rivalry.
No,
we got a better rivalry. We got the Cavs versus the Warriors.
We're talking about Kevin Durant's move.
But if you're talking about the Cavs and the Warriors, think about this. It took not one, not two, not three. It took four men to beat one man. The Golden State Warriors didn't get it done the year before. The Golden State Warriors didn't get it done the year before. Let me finish. Let me finish. Then y'all can go ahead and y'all tangent. Look, this team the year before had Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and they were up 3-1 on LeBron James, and they couldn't get the job done. So what did they have? What did they have to do? And Kevin Durant didn't get it done against LeBron either. So what did they do is they all collectively joined up in order to beat LeBron James. They can't beat LeBron James unless they teamed up.
LeBron is one. He's just one man. He's by himself. He is the Cleveland Cavaliers.
But that's whose legacy's on the line.
Come on,
you got a two-time MVP in Steph Curry. You got KD who's a MVP as well.
Draymond, defense MVP.
I mean, you got Klay Thompson, a part of the best backcourt ever. And you mean to tell me that doesn't take a hit on there. I mean, that's not trying to hurt LeBron's legacy.
Does LeBron James not have Kyrie Irving?
Yes.
Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, two all-stars not on his team.
How many former first-round picks on that team?
Man, come on, man. It was LeBron James versus KD, okay, and KD won. It was Steph Curry versus Kyrie, and Steph Curry won this time. It was Kevin Love versus Klay Thompson, and Klay won this time. Stop the whole
And Draymond Green versus who?
By himself, man.
Draymond Green
is a glorified role player. All right? He is not.
I've never seen a role player win the defense MVP.
I'm still waiting for Kevin Love to show
Tyson
up.
Tyson Chandler won it. Is Tyson Chandler a superstar in this league? Or is he a bum? don't give me that defensive player crap, man. That award is crap to me. Once Tyson Chandler won it, I don't care about it no more. Draymond Green is not a star player, man.
He's an all-star.
Like he's some type of big three. If Draymond Green is in your big three, then it's no wonder they went and got KD, because he don't belong in the big three. He's a glorified role player. He's a great role player, but he knows his role. And that's it.
So look, Perry says you got to stop it, but I'm getting some text, man. That first of all, Dre, did you refer to a gentleman sweep 4-1? Did you say that?
I said, I know who that's from. Ooh. I said they at the station they kept saying.
I'm not stammering.
Let me get the sentence out. I said that they're not going to sweep them. I said, if anything, it would be a gentleman sweep. That was the quote. That was the exact quote. And then people are just taking it and running with it because LeBron lost one here at the station. I mean, come on. Look, LeBron is still, as Brandon said, has time to still be the GOAT. And, I mean, think about the accomplishments that he's done in the finals. Every time LeBron's lost, it's been to, like, some souped-up team that he's lost.
Jordan had to play those souped-up teams in the finals.
Jordan never had to play a team like this.
LeBron, every time LeBron loses, it's the team. But when LeBron wins, y'all want to hype him up. No, y'all not about to have
it. We didn't say it was a team. Nobody said there was anything wrong with the Cavaliers.
But there clearly is.
Andre just did. What do you mean? What did
he say?
Andre just said that.
He said every time he loses, it's to a souped-up team.
It is to a souped-up team.
The other team. Not his team. The other team.
Well, let's look at
what. Was Dallas a souped-up team in 2011?
So that was 2011,
2014.
Yeah, they
were souped up.
Okay, if you break all of them down, okay, Dallas, yes, you can give that one LeBron should have won. But come on, the first time was in 07 against the Spurs. He was not beating the Spurs.
He wouldn't have beat Dallas.
He would have
come on, man. No, I don't see that.
That's the difference between LeBron losing in that finals and Jordan getting swept in the 86 and 87. Jordan was still the best player.
84, 85, 86, 87.
The same person.
But he still was the best player in all of those series. Okay? He didn't go out there and score 18 points per game like LeBron James did.
Same person.
That's the difference. It's not about you losing. It's about how you play.
The same person that called Dre out for the gentleman's sweep comment says LeBron will never win another championship, period.
I guess not.
If he doesn't go up against Golden State, no.
I'm about to say he has to get the third best player in the league. You know.
Let's be clear. Let's not forget that when LeBron went to Miami, remember the statement. four, five, six, seven, eight. I mean, it was like infinity.
Nine, ten of them.
Infinity. Infinity.
He got seven
Nobody
more.
Infinity. I bring it up. I bring it up.
He got seven more to go. He got time.
But he's not in Miami.
No,
he's not.
He's
in Miami.
Hey, he didn't say, Miami, we're going to win one. He just said, not he one,
did.
Not two.
He
he's talking about for himself, man. Himself. He got seven more to get.
LeBron
apologist. But it's not okay for KD. Perry, what did you say? Who's a LeBron apologist?
Man, a lot of you guys are, man. Y'all LeBron apologists. He's sitting there trying to change the man word. He promised the Miami fan base he was going to bring up 10 champions. You know,
things change, Perry. Things change.
I'm apologizing for this guy.
Things change, Perry.
We're not apologizing for LeBron. Man,
I know.
And we're just giving you facts.
Yeah, man, he had to go.
Y'all are crazy, man. Y'all got to look. Stop this. Look, this dude is fighting for number two, man. He's fighting for number two. He will never be number one. It's done. It's over.
Didn't he pass Jordan in the playoffs this season?
He has. He almost has every record over Jordan.
What does that mean?
I have a question.
He's a stat stuffer.
Except for those, six and oh finals record. That's the only thing where, you know, where Jordan's holding on to.
Everything else, he's passing Jordan.
Let me ask you all this. Who does LeBron have to go get now to try to win another championship? Who does he got to go get?
Man,
Jesus. That's what he needs.
He needs Jesus.
Melo.
Look.
Melo?
Yes.
No, don't. He doesn't need Melo.
Yeah,
Crawford, you said they need to go get the number three player. Why do they need to get the number three player if they got number one and number two going up against each other? You got LeBron versus
Because Steph Curry's number four or number three.
You got Steph versus Kyrie. You got Klay versus Kevin Love.
But let me ask you this, Perry. Perry.
That's a great matchup.
Okay, but Perry.
They have like four of the top ten.
No, but listen. Where do you put Kyrie Irving at in the number one players in today's game? What number do you have, Matt?
He better than Steph Curry, in my opinion.
Oh, come on, Perry.
That's as bad as when Durant said that Kyrie is better than Allen Iverson. Come on, man.
That's
what
KD
even said. KD's
been off. He's been off for a minute.
He said he better than Iverson.
Kyrie hasn't taken the Cavs over 30 games.
That's serious, man. They didn't play up to their potential. Stop blaming everybody else because the Cavs didn't play up to their potential. Why didn't LeBron James make his teammates better?
He did. He averaged a triple double, Perry.
Why didn't he make them better?
Let's go back to game five.
Stat stuffing in the NBA finals. Okay.
Let's go back to game five. In the fourth quarter, LeBron ended the game 41, triple double.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His team just disappeared. I mean, Kyrie blew at least three layups.
Well, the thing about I think Kyrie didn't have his best game game five, but Kyrie definitely played, you know, a pretty good
Kevin
series.
Kevin Love, again, he had single
digits.
Well,
he got in foul
points,
trouble. But
still four. At halftime, he had like 4 points.
He had a foul trouble. He had three fouls in the first, so he couldn't really play that much. So he couldn't really get in the rhythm. So that kind of – I think it was a perfect storm. Like, the thing about the Golden State Warriors is you can't make mistakes and expect to beat them.
Both true.
You know, and too many times
– It was turnovers.
Who told me LeBron's going to the Lakers? I think I'm looking at the person.
No, I said there's rumors out there.
Yeah, said Lakers or Clippers. And Jerry West just signed with the Clippers to be a consultant. So 2018, you never know. I know Perry will go ballistic if he leaves the Cavaliers.
Even though he gave Cleveland their first championship, and he promised Cleveland he would get them one, which he did.
After leaving and coming back.
Hey, LeBron is like the...
Well, last time I checked, the GM of the Cleveland Cavaliers should have got LeBron help when he needed it.
The last time I checked, the GM of the Cavaliers was LeBron James. He put this team together.
Not in 2007?
Come on, do you hate him?
I mean, yeah, but not during those...
say it.
Not during those times.
What question?
Just say it.
Go.
I'm just tired of enthusiasts. Try to put him above Mike, but he not.
Go ahead, Blanc.
If LeBron didn't leave, they wouldn't have gotten three consistent number one picks.
Exactly.
So him leaving actually helped to build that team to what it is, so he could come back to something.
When they keep trying to get you Antoine Jameson,
right? Or Shaq at the end of his career.
He wasn't thinking about that. But look at it now.
Antoine Jameson,
he's a bum.
You
said Tyson Chandler was a bum. Antoine Jameson was a bum.
He was averaging 20 points and 9 rebounds when he left Washington.
Keywords.
glorified bum.
Now all of a sudden that double double doesn't mean nothing.
No.
Now you guys.
Did he bring that double double with him to Cleveland?
LeBron apologist.
That's not. We're not blind witnesses. None of that. We are witnesses to the fact that LeBron James is still the king. That's what we are.
How? When he lost.
Was he not the best player in that series?
Do you hear the hate Cravante? Do you hear the hate Cravante voice? Like, he just screamed on the phone. Like, he hates him.
I don't understand this. Screamed. I don't understand this for LeBron James.
How is it possible? How is
he's very passionate.
He lost five times. How is it possible to be the king? How? How?
I told you, we can go down each series.
You cannot punish a man for making the finals or making the
seven straight times at that. Four-time MVP.
I agree with Perry. I agree with Perry with the 2011. 2011 is probably the worst thing ever. Know what I'm saying? But that's probably the worst thing that happened to LeBron in his career. You know, that's totally him. 18 points in the finals is inexcusable. Like, you just can't do it. If you call yourself a great player, elite player, face of the NBA, you cannot have that.
All right, yes. Let me go to one more phone call. Is this Mark again, or is this another Mark?
Brother Mark.
All right, Brother Mark. What's up, Brother Mark?
What's Waldron? Family?
How you doing, bro? What's happening?
How you doing? How's everybody doing? I want to get in here real quick. I'm not going to block all the rest of your calls.
All right.
But what I wanted to say is that, you know, Dre went on again about the KD. I think it was Guapo again about KD joining the team. It just burns me up. This is the era that these guys are in. All these cats are AAU products.
Right.
And I had to take my kid through AAU. And that's all they know is about being stacked on stacked teams. They've been playing on stacked teams since they was 12, 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get to the league, when they have an opportunity to be in control, you know, they're tired of being pimped, and they want to be able to call the shots. I know everybody respects David Aldridge, right, that writes for the NBA. I know all you guys do.
Yes, sir.
And you should read an article that he wrote, and he said, what is wrong? All these years, the teams, the general managers have been stacking teams. What's wrong with the players now having the power to stack their team?
Yeah.
Well,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, what's generally,
Mark, thank you for calling,
what's generally wrong with that is for the simple fact that, I mean, nobody has wrong. No, I don't have a problem with KD being on a stacked team. What I do have a problem is you going through a whole series and losing to a team, and then about a month later you join that team.
Super,
and then
not
super
only teams, that, a team that you were up on,
yeah,
and then probably next season you probably could have had one more stab at to beat them.
And one more thing, Dre, and Iguodala said in the interview that OKC team was the best team he played all season.
Our super
and
team's
now,
good
now
for the,
say what Andre Iguodala means. We'll take what he says right to heart, right?
He played in the series, Cravante. He played in the series.
Our super team's good for the NBA. Our super team's good for the NBA, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Hey, it's Lakers Celtics all over again, and I'm glad KD joined the rivalry because he made the rivalry even better. We wouldn't have this rivalry without KD. So, you know, he makes it better. And now LeBron James can't try to go there and punk little 6'3" Steph Curry and then say I'm the best player on the planet. No, I'll take that up against somebody your own size, man. Now do that against KD. He can't. He couldn't do it.
You hear the hate? Yeah.
People been waiting for this moment.
It sounded like Perry was like bucking on the phone.
People been waiting for the king to get dethroned. Waiting for a kingslayer out there.
Man,
I love when he was banging his chest against little Steph Curry. Y'all do it against KD.
Why didn't you give us the same? Hey Perry, why didn't you say it the same way you said it last time? He can't.
He failed. He didn't get it done, man. KD outplayed him. That's the end of the story, man. Stop all this crying.
You didn't say it the same way, Perry.
You don't need Paul George and his team. You need to step it up. Step your game up.
He needs to step it up, but Perry, he had a triple-double in the NBA Finals, and the year before, he was leading in every statistical category.
Dre, he needs 52. 52, 13, and 16, right?
Apparently, he needs Jordan 60 in order for this to happen. My gosh, I don't understand what, like LeBron said, I don't know what more I could have done out there.
You could have put a better team together.
And the funny thing about it is he said it in midseason, in the middle of the season, he said,
he's crying.
He said, I need more.
I need more help.
And you guys screamed and said, what more? How much more help do you want? That's what he was talking about.
Because he ran through the East like it was not there. But
man,
the finals, it's a problem.
That statement wasn't for the East. It was for Golden State. He said it. He said, I need a playmaker. And I think he cursed when he said it. He didn't just say
he really needed was to get outplayed by KD. That's what he needed.
He had a triple-double, Perry. How much did he get outplayed?
I don't care about the triple-double.
What do you mean you don't care about the triple-double in the NBA Finals?
He lost.
On the biggest stage, Perry.
10 rebounds, man. He didn't need that.
Steph Curry out-rebound Tristan Thompson.
He got Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love on his team. What he need?
Where they at? There's an APB out for them. Where they at?
Steph Curry out-rebound Tristan Thompson.
That's funny. I think that's the funniest stat of the playoffs.
That's his fault. That's supposed to make Tristan better.
All right.
Don't he make everybody around him better?
Well, yes.
Yes, he does. But, well, I mean, Perry, when I make you better,
that's,
I need to show
up. That's rhetorical. Perry was not. He didn't really want you to answer that question because he believes the answer is no, he doesn't actually make everybody better. I think
Perry jinxed him. That's the only why Perry went with anybody better. Perry only went with the Cavaliers to make them lose, man. You jinxed them.
Yeah, that's it for us. We're finished. Perry Green is the Afro Sports Editor. Cravante, Flex Zone. Blanc, Super Intern. El Crawfo, Super Commentator. Dre, you're everything, Dre.
Thank you.
It's not a compliment. That's it for us. That's it for the NWA. First Edition is a production of WEAA. The show is producer Sean Yones, associate producer, board operator Isaiah George, Wyman Jones, Alex Blanc, and Valentin Davis. We're the board operators. Dre's a board operator. So is Todd. All right, stay tuned for WEAA's podcast mashup as we feature two prime podcast, All the Time in the World and Bully. Next, right here on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I am Sean Yose. Peace.